You're listening to Which Ways with Bree McGarren. The Fox's Gift, adapted from the Sisters Grimoire, Volume 1, Second Edition. On the last day, he went with a heavy heart into the country and met the fox. "Thou knowest how to find all kinds of hiding places," said he. "I let thee live. Now advise me where I shall hide myself, so that the king's daughter shall not discover me." "That's a hard task," answered the fox, looking very thoughtful. At length he cried, "I have it," and went with him to a spring, dipped himself in it, and came out as a stall-keeper in the market and dealer in animals. The youth had to dip himself in the water also, and was changed into a small sea hare. When the king's daughter goes to the window, creep quickly under the braids of her hair. And now the time arrived when she was to search for him. She went to one window after another in turn, and from the first to the 11th, and did not see him. When she did not see him from the 12th either, she was full of anxiety and anger, and shut it down with such violence that the glass in every window shivered into 1,000 pieces, and the whole castle shook. Excerpt from The Sea Hare, from Grimm's Complete Fairy Tales. The intent of this spell is to hide your magics so that they cannot be detected until their work is done. The ideal timing is during the dark of the moon for concealment and deception. For this spell, you will need a clamshell, a paper and pen, a black taper candle, a jar with a screw top lid, and blueberry leaf, cherry pits, and poppy seeds. Write the name of the spell or the working you wish to conceal on a slip of paper. If the spell does not have a name, simply write the type or intention of the spell and the date that you cast it. Place the paper into a small glass jar with a handful of blueberry leaves, cherry pits, and poppy seeds. Hold the jar to your mouth and whisper, "Now you see it, now you don't. Long you'll seek, but find you won't. Ever hidden from your view, seen by me, but not by you." Spit into the jar for extra potency, and then screw the lid onto the jar. Light the black candle and drip the wax onto the lid until it is mostly covered. Press the shell into the liquid wax concave side down to keep the spell hidden. This will not hinder the effects of the spell you already cast. It will just keep it from being detected until it has accomplished what it needs to do. This is ideal for manipulation and baneful magics, as well as any spell you wish to keep hidden for reasons of stealth. Once the spell has done its work, simply remove the spell, open the jar, and discard the contents. The jar can be cleansed with salt or water and used for future magical workings. Be sure to remove all the wax from the lid before cleansing. This has been Witch Ways with Bree McGarren. I'll see you next time with more spells, tips, and tricks. Tune in to the Nerd and Tie Podcast Network every month for new episodes of Hex Positive, and always practice safe hex.